A sports charity founded in memory of a Worcestershire woman has supported its 100th athlete. Set up in memory of Joanna Brown from Malvern, the Joanna Brown Trust provides grants to young British athletes as well as supporting sports projects around the world. Now, since 2008, the charity has awarded over £60,000 to 100 athletes, and that list includes Carey Adenigan, the wheelchair sprinter, Evie Richards, the cyclist, and Alice Ty in Paralympic swimming, all hoping to represent Team GB in the Olympic or Paralympic Games in Tokyo this summer. Charity was set up in the name of Joanna Brown, who fell to her death aged 30 while travelling in Siberia after spectating at the 2008 Beijing Olympics. After her death, Joanna's brother Richard founded the trust to provide local people with an opportunity to experience and excel in sport. Small charity run by volunteers, 100% of the money raised goes directly to young British athletes, like the 100th athlete they were able to support, Bethany Gill, who's a flat water canoeist. Hello, Bethany.
Hello, good afternoon.
So what is flat water canoeing exactly?
Yes, it's a good question. Basically, I paddle in quite a narrow boat on flat water, and I'm in a kneeling position, so sort of a kneeling lunging position, one paddle on one side. We're also in the sport of kayaking, where they're sitting down and they've got a paddle with a paddle on each side. So flat water.
Right. So, and how did you get into that?
So I actually came from hockey, a sort of talent transfer program called Girls for Gold into the sport a few years ago. Since then sort of relocated and picked up the sport. So quite a learning curve for myself.
And how hard has training been recently then? Because I'm looking over at Worcester Racecourse now, where I have in the flood seen people canoeing before, but they can't do that at the minute because it's iced over.
Yes, it's definitely chilly out there at the moment. There's a few icicles forming if you're out on the water at the moment. But yes, it's quite challenging at the moment, and I think particularly this past year, as it has been for most.
Does training normally involve a sort of combination of other activity as well as actually the canoeing?
Yes. So we do quite a bit of cross training, whether that's running, cycling on the turbo trainers inside, and quite a lot of gym as well. Again, that's quite difficult. So a few garden gyms have been set up, I think, around about, particularly within our sporting community, and I'm sure others as well.
Quite a few, yeah. And people who weren't even into any particular sport just got back garden gyms going as well. So you're the 100th athlete that the Joanna Brown Trust has supported. Exactly how have they helped you?
Oh, it's been tremendous. So I've been lucky enough to be supported in getting a paddle machine, which means that I can train from home, which is really helpful, particularly when the weather is very chilly and quite challenging. We do like to challenge ourselves in the conditions, but sometimes you just really need to focus on the training, and you can do that indoors, and especially right now. And it's not always easy to get to, or possible to get to, some training locations, and also just to be part of a community of other athletes, of people supporting you. And I think that's hugely beneficial right now.
So tell us a bit about this paddle machine. What's it look like? Yeah. You know, for I naively assumed you just have to practice in the bath, but you've got an actual machine. So what's it look like, and where is it?
So I guess you could associate it with a rowing machine. It's got a fan at one end, and it basically allows me to replicate the sport. And it's a very technical sport, canoeing and kayaking as well. And it just enables me to do that at home. So it uses the fan motor and with sort of the paddle action, basically everything apart from the water.
And like many people, have you got it set up in the house somewhere?
Yes. So at the moment, it's sort of a fundamental piece of furniture in the living room, taking up quite a bit of space.
But... Right. Is it the kind of thing you can dry your clothes on whilst you're not using it?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Well, just a thought. I know some people, they can,
Maybe.
and how has it helped you adapt sort of with your training and everything whilst, like you say, the conditions aren't ideal?
Well, it's enabled me to really just be able to work with the same sessions that we could do on the water, but when it has been quite cold and we're going out sort of very early in the morning when the sun's not up and things, and it's enabled me to really focus on those sessions and the really key aspects of those sessions, but also you can just get so much more from it. And also the safety aspect as well.
Very good point. Would you recommend it to anyone who's a bit bored of their home gym stuff at the minute? I'm just thinking, you know, I've been on the spin bike all the time, or I've just got the mat down and doing something else. Can I get one of these in?
Absolutely, yes. Give it a go. We always want people to get involved in our sport as well. And is that, I mean, first, so the previous lockdowns, and we weren't able to get on the water, and obviously didn't have the paddle machine that I'm lucky to have now. And I spent a lot of time on the Turbo trainer, which is obviously fantastic, and there's some great apps around there now. But yes, it's nice to mix it up a bit.
Nice. Okay. Right. And last question for you. I know you mentioned earlier on about playing hockey and stuff. That must have involved a little bit of travelling back and forth. Did you ever travel somewhere and then have it called off last minute?
Oh, yes, actually, I did. I remember this one time when I travelled quite a few hours, sort of me and my dad in the car, and it was snowing a lot, like it has been recently, and I was travelling to a hockey pitch, and it was just very, very cold, just persistently carried on for these hours, and got there, and the training was cancelled outside on the pitch, but sort of sat there with the head coach with a cup of tea before turning round and making our way back again.
Where was it? Where did you go?
We went up to Stirling in Scotland.
Stirling in Scotland?
Quite a journey.
Quite a trek, that one. Yeah, long way up, long way back. Wow.
But you just got to take those challenges as they come, don't you?
I love that. I love that. Yeah. Bethany, great to speak to you this afternoon. Really appreciate it. And best of luck with things going up towards the Games in Tokyo this summer.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Thanks, Bethany. That's Bethany Gill, the 100th athlete that the Joanna Brown Trust from Worcestershire was able to help support. Now she's got her paddle machine at home.